So you both mentioned actually this idea of biblical theology, and I know in the book you talk the differences between systematic theology and biblical theology. So can for our audience, can you kind of give us what the idea, the distinctions are, and how they're different and that sort of thing?
Okay, maybe I'll briefly get started, and then Ian Gregg can elaborate further. But we simply define biblical theology as the theology of the biblical writers themselves, which we as biblical theologians attempt to discover by a close study of the text. And by contrast, systematic theology is a schematic presentation of the biblical teaching on all the major doctrines, following the dictates of logic, order, and need. So to contrast the two, biblical theology is descriptive. Systematic theology is prescriptive. Biblical theology is historical. Systematic theology is abstract. And biblical theology is inductive, while systematic theology is deductive. Now, both have their place, but we believe biblical theology is the proper place to start. Before engaging in systematic theology, we actually believe that biblical theologians and systematicians should collaborate in such a way that systematicians take up the insights of biblical theologians as they work at presenting the teaching of Scripture in a systematic fashion. So we're strong advocates of collaboration rather than competition.
I suppose I need to add, honestly, we wrote a biblical theology because we're not capable of writing a systematic theology. We do, biblical theologians get in trouble when they kind of start to think that maybe they can write a systematic theology. But of course, all that in Bible import is needed into systematic theology. And Andreas and I, deeply believe in systematic theology. But systematic theology, yes, is often using our own categories or categories from our time or the classic topics of systematic theology, soteriology, Christology, and so forth. It's more applied to our time and our present concerns. But biblical theology, as Andreas said, it's the theology of the Bible writers themselves. So absolutely foundational to everything else that we want to build upon that.
In the book, you say this: biblical theology, if done well, can give interpreters an independent pair of legs to stand on that allows them to get closer to the Bible and enables them to critique and at times even correct standard systematic theology treatments, especially when looking at given Old and New Testament books or corpus. And then you go on to say that no one could legitimately argue that such a systematic formulation is misguided or unhelpful, but an atemporal presentation should sufficiently be grounded in the biblical texts themselves and studied along historical lines. I think that's very insightful for us who want to reading so far after the Bible has been laid down and given to us as the for the people of the book of the church, and still we need to understand the people who are writing to a particular audience, a particular people for a particular purpose. And so sometimes I think we get too maybe hung up on always trying to find Jesus throughout the Old Testament, where we might then fall into the pattern of seeing him in places where he doesn't show up or belong. So I think you have the comment of no one looks at the Old Testament and says, "What would Jacob do?" In fact, we should do maybe the opposite of what that is. We don't, but the fact though that the Bible is one codex among 66 is key in biblical theology here.